Neighbors from the surrounding Grand Beach neighborhood begin congregating inside the warm and festively decorated annex of the Fairbanks for a weekly community dinner. What was once an elementary school, closed in 2007, continues to be restored in phases to a neighborhood hub. Its mission is to connect families with needed services through the efforts of the Drew Lewis Foundation and its many partners.
We always come around to share food first, so it always begins with a dinner.
That's Amy Blansett, founder of the Drew Lewis Foundation. These weekly community dinners are just one of the many programs hosted in combination with organizations like Missouri State University, the Center for Dispute Resolution, Life 360, and others. All are working to connect families with services to offer access to food, literacy, and housing assistance.
Basically, be an extension for gaining social capital. So a lot of individuals in this neighborhood become extremely isolated. We don't have... There's not a lot of destination here, so when we look at no food access and a number of other things, part of what we provide is just that networking.
Blansett says the Fairbanks remain under construction, so new programs are being implemented in phases. The mission is to help give people a hand up, not a handout. Families receiving goods and services volunteer as a way not only to give back, but to become invested in their community. Kathy Lutz, a community member and also active in the Grant Beach Neighborhood Association, or GBNA, participates in the Circle program on Thursdays that is focused on building relationships and learning about conflict resolution. Lutz shares Blansett's enthusiasm of bringing this old elementary school back to life. She used to live across the street from the building and appreciates the changes.
For one thing, just the energy that I feel when I come here now. I mean, I've been over here before in the parking lot chewing off kiddos that were trying to break in. I really don't know how to describe it. It felt lonely. And now it's so full of energy again.
Lutz says she appreciates the growing number of programs offered at the Fairbanks and says the mission meshes well with GBNA's efforts to strengthen the community. Lutz and her husband, who have health concerns, share a home with their adult son, who is autistic. Resources can be limited at times, she says, and appreciates the neighborhood food drops provided by Ozarks Food Harvest and Convoy of Hope. These opportunities, along with the Springfield Community Gardens at the Fairbanks, allow area residents access to fresh foods.
Believe me, I recently went through cancer treatment, and those fresh vegetables and fruits were wonderful, as opposed to having to eat all canned stuff. And as my husband will tell you, there were days where all I wanted was a cold piece of fruit.
Blansett is excited for the Fairbanks' next phase, incorporating use of the new commercial kitchen scheduled to begin early next year.
We are going to work through the Springfield Community Gardens, which have a community garden on site. And with our commercial kitchen, we will begin taking literally from our grounds here into the kitchen and then turning that into food that we provide into the neighborhood.
As progress at the Fairbanks continues, Blansett explains, creating a corner market of sorts that offers basic needs within walking distance will be important. Food sources are limited in this and other Northwest Springfield neighborhoods, given economic and social challenges. Springfield City Manager Greg Burris says Zone 1 has the city's oldest infrastructure, which is one reason why earlier this year, the city began looking at ways to address the issues that have arisen here. City statistics compiled as part of the Zone Blitz project look at many factors and break down findings into heat maps. Burris explains why the northwest quadrant of town is often referred to as a, quote, food desert.
Then you also look at income and you overlay income maps on that. What you find is from Center City up through the northwest part of our community is a section where there's no ready access to fresh foods, but also it's a low-income area. So those two things combined create what we call a food desert.
Burris says the city is looking at ways to improve the food desert, which could include opening more grocery stores within the area and installing more community gardens. He says the Fairbanks is a unique project that was created apart from the city's mission, but it incorporates well because it calls upon citizens to address problems in their own backyard.
People capitalize on probably the biggest resource that the northwest part of town has, and it's community pride.
Burris says the city is observing what successful initiatives may emerge from the Fairbanks that can be replicated in other neighborhoods.
We don't do anything new, and that's why it's working. We're simply bringing together people that have passion, and if that's where you donate your time, it's something that you almost begin to give until it hurts, and then you know you're in the right place.
Amy Blansett says anyone can volunteer and get involved with programs at the Fairbanks. She invites those interested to come and serve the families and be an ally and create relationships with the families by finding out what their need is. She explains that this happens not through monetary assistance, but by connecting the resource gaps. For KSMU's Sense of Community, I'm Teresa Bettman.